And it, so, but I mean, and I got to meet these people and became friends with most and just enjoyed that. And when the next one came around, we went and, you know, just have been cashing ever since. You know? Now, my wife, on the other hand, she's one of these people that can take cashing or leave it. Mm-hmm. I think she would enjoy it if she was able to get around better. Mm-hmm. She has diabetes, and her feet bother her a lot. So I can't take her out on really rough trails. You know, it's just too hard for her. Mm-hmm. And so whenever we go to a city like this, she'll come along with me. Most of the time, she finds them before I do.
The urban caches.
Yeah, the urban stuff, parks, and especially if it has a historical thing. Mm. One of the caches she loved was Conway Park here in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, sure.
With the two log cabins.
Sure.
You know, she thought, I don't think she found the cache because she didn't go with me
it
to the cache.
It didn't really matter.
No, she went to the cabins and she's oohing and on over the cabins. I found the cache, signed log, came back.
Yeah.
Did you find it? Yeah. Okay, look at these cabins. You know, and so.
Well, good. At least she gets something out of it, too.
Yeah, and she does. She enjoys coming to the picnics. Mm-hmm. Her and Charlotte have hit it off.
Oh, sure. I mean, they're like two of a kind. They both.
They
will tolerate their husbands going out while they're happy, you know, sitting maybe reading or
sit there and crochet or whatever, and you know, she's content with that.
Dan has worked at the USGS office in Rolla, Missouri for many years. Possible closure of the office has been looming lately.
I want to ask you a little bit about USGS because it has to do with mapping and stuff. So really, what is the state of, maybe a little bit of background, and then what is the current state of the...
For those that don't know what the USGS is, the USGS is the United States Geological Survey, which was founded by Thomas Jefferson way back. It was established to survey and map the entire United States. And that's probably as historical as you want to get. But
and there's benchmarking tied in there.
Benchmarking, surveying, all of the... land description, like if you bought a house in your plat, you know, you have a land description in there and it says you start from section corner such and such and go so and so and whatever.
Right.
Those section corners were all established by the USGS, by the land or the Geodetic Land Survey or the Geodetic Land Office, but USGS had a part in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep track of all that and everything, but it has changed in the last 5 or 6 years. We've gone from, well, maybe 10 years. We've gone from paper maps to computer mapping to data storage. And basically the USGS right now is a data storage facility. We store the maps in digital form. We store boundary information. We store a lot of that kind of stuff. The USGS also encompasses water for water purity, water quality. It encompasses the biology department, diseases and that kind of stuff. It earthquake science. You know, I don't know if you've seen the movie. What is that movie? The earthquake that comes up in San Francisco and floods the streets and all this.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big USGS truck. Okay, and the gal worked for the USGS. Thought that was pretty cool. But we do a lot, and we've done a lot over the past 100 and some years.
How did they get into Rolla? Why did it ever go to Rolla?
Well, Rolla was, I think, was established. It's been there almost 90 years.
Hmm.
Been there a long time.
Is it because of the college?
Well, the college, and because it's in the central part of the United States.
Okay.
You know, they established one on the East Coast, the West Coast, and then Rolla for the central part, and then Denver for the mountainous states.
Mm-hmm.
And each one was responsible mainly for those maps.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they had an office, if you will, in each one of those states, plus a few extras here and there. And that was really cool when they were doing actual mapping, because you require land surveyors and field men and all of those kind of people, and you had to have a place for them to bring their stuff and work. Now with with the advent of computers and like digital technology,
satellite imagery
and that kind of stuff, it's not so important. And while this closure that they're talking about, closing three of the centers and merging them into one, it's not a bad idea. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying they chose the wrong center.
Because you happen to work there.
A little bit of that, but also because Rolla has always been ahead of all the rest of the centers technologically. We've always been ahead of them as far as coming up with new ideas and getting them out to the public. And you know, we've done so much for the USGS, and they're just throwing us away.
There's some politics involved in the fact that they want to shut down the USGS in Rolla and move it out to Denver?
Denver, yeah. You really need to look at it and say, okay, USGS, let's see. They monitor earthquakes. They monitor floodwaters. They map the nation. They study diseases. They, you know, they do a lot of good work. Maybe we should keep them around.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're talking about shutting us down. But right now we've got a reprieve. They've actually delayed the decision for at least a year. We got word yesterday or the day before yesterday that said we would be open until at least September of 2007, so that we can compete fairly. And you know, with the other government agency and with the private sector.
Gives you time to prove your worth, I guess.
Yeah. I've worked there 22 years. I've got a prospects of another job here in St. Louis, actually St. Charles. That's going to be the major decision in my life in the next couple of weeks. Well, if the kids were out of school and I had my home improvement loan paid off that I took out about 3 years ago, if I had all that paid off, I wouldn't care. I'd retire and I'd find me a job somewhere at Walmart or something and, you know, make $20,000 a year. That's enough. My dad and mom raised 9 kids.
Wow.
Mom never worked. Dad had a job in a factory that probably pays less than what my wife makes now. And they raised 9 kids we never wanted for anything. We didn't get everything that we wanted.
Sure.
But we had food on the table, we had clothes on our back, and we had a heck of a lot of love in the house. Ever since I turned 50, my body has rebelled.
Oh, yeah.
It says, no, I don't care what you say. I did that in Hawaii the last time. We were over there when the kids did the King Kamehameha Parade. I walked along with the band 6.5 miles. My youngest son, John, goes, yeah, Dad. He said, you weren't carrying an instrument. You weren't. I said, John, you marched in a straight line for 6.5 miles.
I suppose you had to weave in and out.
I went up to the front of the band, gave water all the way back to the band.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
Ran back to the front of the band, gave water all the way back to the back of the band, then went and found the cart, filled the water up, caught up with the band.
Wow.
I said, I probably went 12 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, Dad, that's right. I was chaperoned with, we had probably 10 of us that walked with the band, but we did it because we wanted to make sure the band made it. You know, that's a long way, and they were wearing winter uniforms. You know, those kids, we'd have lost half of them if we hadn't been there with water and
hydrating
stuff.
Hydrating them.
Yeah, so.
Was it just a parade, or was it a competition?
Well, it was a competition, but it was only a competition in the sense that they were competing against all the bands in the United States to perform in the parade.
Oh, to get there.
Yeah. They said they could pick up to 8 bands. They picked 3, and all 3 were from Missouri. Any kid that wanted to go, we worked hard to get them going. We raised over $300,000.
Holy cow.
To take the band.
What you can do when you really need to. Wow.
140 kids at $1,600 apiece.
Wow. But I guess maybe once in a lifetime thing, so why not do it? Well, thanks, Dan.
Well, thank you so much.
This concludes the Slauga podcast. For more information about the Slauga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.